Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets here today. We've got the latest on those. Your afternoon wrap-up coming up next.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer and is proud to support rural youth through the annual Oklahoma 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show. The 2016 winners included Dylan Cheney of Medford FFA, who had the overall grand champion with his double stop CL Plus entry, while Aubrey Geisler of La Mega 4-H in Kingfisher County had the top 4-H entry, also with the OSU developed variety double stop CL Plus. A total of $16,000 in scholarship money given to 4-H and FFA members as they learned about production of wheat as well as its milling and baking characteristics.
It's a great opportunity for students to really see what goes on in the world of wheat production from the field into the marketing situation.
Executive Director Mike Schulte. To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the programs they're involved with, go to okwheat.org. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Live and feeder futures moderately lower today, pressured by further long liquidation and cash uncertainty. Lean hog contracts, though, under some pressure as well, checked by profit-taking following yesterday's surge forward. Light cattle trade reported in parts of Kansas at $122, steady with last week. Otherwise, packer inquiry was light to moderate in the face of higher asking prices. Meanwhile, corn futures are generally 4 cents lower, pressured by favorable South American weather and some strength in the dollar. The Dow Jones is 28 points higher, NASDAQ off by 3 points. Live cattle issues struggled through the morning, but appeared to have softened even more as we moved into the final hour of trade today. Despite how cash sales on the internet yesterday and some stability noted in Kansas today, some board traders apparently feel the need to lead the country lower. Beef cutouts sharply higher today. In feeder cattle, futures were mostly on the defensive, taking defensive hints from live contracts. Given the pending expiration, though, of spot January and the premium of the cash index, you might expect the board to soon find the brakes. Nevertheless, most deferred issues devolved into triple-digit losses. And grain futures were mostly lower today, with the fervor on Wall Street bypassing agriculture for the most part. Markets in Asia thinned out for the Lunar New Year holidays, further limiting volume in the sector. Corn prices were lower after selling started to pick up following the open in Europe. March futures held to an inside day after reversing higher off some chart support on Wednesday. Soybeans ended lower, suffering from steady selling overnight. March futures held Wednesday's lows, which provided a little support at $10.50 today. Meanwhile, wheat prices were mixed today, with winter wheat contracts again lower and Minneapolis still holding firm. U.S. hard red winter wheat was offered in today's tender from Egypt, which will likely go again to Black Sea originations. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.